The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
This is one of the questions we get about practice building probably more than anything else. And it just happens to be the question for episode 16, season 2 of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I'm your co-host, Dr. Richard Maddow.
Along with Dr. David Maddow. How are you guys doing? How's everybody? Thanks so much for being with us today. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, and thanks so much for being a follower, listener, whatever you want to call it, fan of the Dental Practice Fixers,
friend.
Whether you're listening, friend of the devil, whether you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, right from our website, or maybe you're even watching us on YouTube. Pass the word, give us a good rating, do what you can to help out the podcast. It's really good for everyone and for the whole dental community. So we appreciate you. Thanks.
We do. And let's get right into it today. Today's question is really not even a question. It's a statement.
A statement?
It's a statement.
A statement?
It's from Scott in Illinois. And his statement is 4 words. Just, I need new patients. I think he wants a dental practice fixer to help him. I need new patients.
Yeah,
you're right. That's like probably the most common, like, I wouldn't say complaint's not the right word. The most common desire of a dentist. I need. They say, you know why? Because they think that if I get more new patients, everything in my practice will be fantastic.
It'll big bus that says new patients on the side. They'll pull up to my office and they all get out and their teeth are just dangling everywhere and they've got insurance and cat. That's going to be my dream.
It'll solve everything. Right?
You know what? We try to keep these somewhat brief. I think we could probably do a 5-hour podcast on this, we're not going to
Are you
do
sure?
it.
I'm ready. I got time. We're going to keep this pretty brief, but we're going to answer the question for sure.
I think there are a bunch of different things we could say about this.
Oh, definitely.
One is that people think they need new patients, but it's not always the answer. An example would be a practice says, I need new patients, and we look more deeply into the practice. Maybe one of our coaches, maybe their coaching client, one of our coaches goes out there and sees that they've got tons of diagnosed treatment just sitting in the charts of patients they already have. And their problem is they could get all the new patients in the world, but they're having trouble getting the patients to say, yes, I want this treatment you recommended. So their overhead's really high. They've got the revolving door of new patients who aren't getting any treatment done. Mm-hmm. And they think more new patients is the answer when clearly it's not.
Exactly. And another example would be, suppose they want more new patients and not that busy, but we go in there and we find out that, every time the phone rings, the peer person or the people at the front desk totally mess up the call. They're not really really good at scheduling, getting people in the appointment book. So they can get all the calls. They can get calls all day long, every single day, every week, every month, but the person at the front desk is not getting those calls into the appointment book. So that's a tremendous problem. We see that more often than not.
Well, we certainly demonstrate that just about every week on the Dental Practice Fixers. Our typical mystery shopper call is, or some kind of new patient calling with a question, one version or another of saying, I've selected your practice. I want to become a patient in your practice. And then we, typical question, whether it's how much do you charge for a cleaning or can you tell me where you're located or how do you do crowns? You've been listening for a while and they cannot get the new patient off the phone and into the appointment book. So that's certainly a problem.
So let's, I think you're right. We could make this 5 hours if we wanted to, but we're not going to. Suffice it to say, there are a lot of things that need to be in place and working really well in your practice before you even should say, I need more new patients, because these basic things should be working really well. But let's assume they are.
Well, I just want to step
up
for 1 second and say kind of in agreement to that, as Eddie Vedder might say. We help practices get new patients
in
the medicine.
Saying,
We have a whole total new patient program that people are using successfully. But unless your office is in order, we would never recommend to spend money on marketing or referral programs or whatever it is to get new patients, because you will just have a repeat of the same issue.
Exactly. So maybe we should do this, Rich. Let's talk about some of the things that docs should not do when looking for more new patients. In other words, too many docs that we know, that we've seen, that we've worked with, they'll be walking around a dental meeting, and of course there'll be that big exhibit hall. They'll go from you know, exhibit to exhibit, and everybody there, or you know, if they're not doing something clinical, everybody there is saying, I can get you more new patients, here's how we do it. And without a real plan, without really thinking this thing through, they just sign up for these different programs all, and it's a mess. They're basically, you know, what we used to say, like, they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall, right, and hopefully something will stick. Well, that is the worst thing possible. You need a plan. You can't just start saying, I want more new patients, let's take a little here, a little there. It doesn't work. It's gonna mess you up. We promise that.
Well, I think typically, you know, a dentist, as you said, will be walking through a big meeting, or maybe even TBSC, and they'll come across a booth, and some person there will say, I'm going to get you on the front page of Google. That's, you know, first of all, it's one of those promises that you got to get your radar up a little bit when somebody promises to get you on the front page of Google every time.
I mean, we want that. It's a good thing, but it's easier said than done, I think.
But what if they were on the front page of Google? There's so much more to it. Then when somebody clicks on that listing, then where does it go? Where does it take you? To a landing page, to a website? What's on that landing page? What's on the website? Is there a good call to action? Is the person on the other end of the phone capable of scheduling these patients, as we've talked about? There's so many steps to go into it.
But are you able to track? Are you following up with print, postcards, mail, whatever? There's so many components of this. It's unbelievable.
On the other side of the coin, I feel like we're getting all over the place here, but
it's okay. That's what we do.
That's what the fixers do.
What we do is what we do.
Right. There are practices who really are good practices and have a lot of things in order, but they're completely invisible. They're doing nothing to get new patients and just hoping that the old method of word of mouth will work for them. And that can be a mistake as well. So it is very complicated.
What did our good old friend Dr. Mitchell Joseph say about word of mouth?
WOM.
Wom. It's like the air conditioner running in the background. It's slow.
Yeah, it just makes that noise.
It's all it is. Word of mouth. Look, we think word of mouth is great, and the more patients you get through word of mouth, but it cannot be the only way you get patients. There's no way. So what's the best, this wasn't even a question, but what's the best way to kind of finalize this? I need more new patients. Number one, I guess, make sure everything in your practice is working. And from what we've seen, I will go on record and say chances are it's not, because how many times have we or our coaches gone into a practice that supposedly everything's great, everything is fantastic, we just need more new patients, and we see some mess.
But everything is not fantastic.
It's not.
So,
what I mean,
I think maybe, I don't know if we're ready to conclude the topic or not, but I think a conclusion could be, before you even think about any program to get new patients, make sure everything is in order in your house, so to speak. And that means that you are treating patients really, really well. That patient feels like this is their dental home, and it's warm, and there's trust. And they know that when they go in there, they're going to meet a team that calls them by name and runs on time and is kind and makes sure they're comfortable and calls them at night to see how they're doing. All these things need to be in place before you even start thinking about new patient strategies, because if they're not, they just simply won't work. And how's your treatment plan acceptance rate? Mm-hmm. And do you have a soft tissue management program like we talked about on the last episode? All these things need to be taken care of first.
Yeah, there are a lot of things. But let's say, but once they're taken care of and once you need new patients, I mean, which maybe we'll do a shameless plug for our new patient program.
Why not?
What's a total new patient program? You know why?
TNP.
You know why? Because we have been, and this wasn't planned, but we've been helping dentists get new patients for well over 30 years. Actually, but before we became the Maddow Brothers. Well, wait, we've been Maddow Brothers for life.
Well, you were not the Maddow Brothers,
right?
Like 1955 through mid-1957.
There was no Maddow Brothers.
It was just Maddow.
But,
and then Marshall was born.
But before we, and that's a whole, we then, could do 5 hours.
Then
on
you
that.
Became the Maddow Brothers. Not this Maddow Brothers, the Maddow Brothers nonetheless.
But before we actually started the Maddow Brothers Creative Manager Resources with our collection forms and the newsletter, all that, even before that, a couple years before that, we started helping dentists get new patients into their practice. So we've been doing
using the same things we did in our practices.
Yeah.
So we knew that.
So we've been doing this I'd say it's safe to say we've been doing this new patient thing longer than anybody in dentistry. 30 plus years, well over 30 years, close to 35 years now. We know what we're doing, and we're always changing. We're always updating. We have this thing called Total New Patient Program. Total New Patient Program, Total New Patient Plan. It's TNNP. Total New Patient Program, I think it stands for. Anyway, it doesn't matter what it stands for. The bottom line is it's going to get you more new patients. You know why? Because it's that we do many different things. It's not just one thing. We have not only an online presence, but follow up with postcards. We have tracking numbers. We do so many things for you. Facebook, targeted Facebook ads. We target all ads. We know what we're doing. We've done this a long time. We're up to date. And if you need more new patients and you've got everything else in place in your practice, you might want to look in Total New Patient Program. Best way is just go to mado.com, MADOW.com.
Hey, something else came to mind while you were talking about that. And you were talking about you go to the big convention in Chicago, the TDSC, whatever. There are a lot of dentists also. You know, we hate to see dentists spend money irresponsibly or where they don't get a good return on their investment. And so many times when it comes to the clinical end of things, dentists think,
They're
going to buy some clinical gadget and that's going to change
new
everything.
Program.
We actually had somebody a couple years ago, we really liked this guy, he was a great guy. And he called us because he was thinking about using us for coaching. And the call kind of elevated to us. And I remember we're on the phone with him several times and he was deciding between utilizing us for coaching or buying some piece of equipment. Neither of us had ever heard of it. We started calling it the pain machine.
Right.
It was like some machine that if somebody has some kind of facial pain, TMJ syndromes, whatever, you just hold this machine up to their face and it magically cures the pain. Which, does that work? That's a topic for another day.
Go back up for a second. We got to say that his practice was not what I would call a successful practice.
Right.
It was in disarray. He was in his early 60s, I believe, and he had basically no retirement, no money saved, very, very, very bad financial shape. And he was sold a bill of goods. This company told him that if he just does this thing, he's going to be like the pain guy in his area.
They convinced him that he bought this equipment, went down to Florida. It's always in Florida. And took their courses. Patients would be camped out. He would he'd get there in the morning, have to like shuffle his way through the patients in sleeping bags with bandages on their heads.
He has to say, next,
open the door. And he decided to go with that instead of getting some coaching.
How did it work out?
Well, we actually touched base with him.
And I know.
He was hesitant to admit that, I hate to say we were right, but he was hesitant to admit that this was not the solution to his problems.
He's
got some dusty piece of equipment
that he's paying on. He's paying by the month for the next 60 months. He's got to pay on this thing. It was very expensive, and it hasn't helped his practice one bit.
So, a lot of times people ask us, like, is a CEREC a piece of equipment I should purchase? Now, we're not anti-CEREC in principle. It's a really cool thing to be able to make crowns if you're clinically talented enough. To be able to make crowns for your patients the same day as you prep, that's cool. But will the whatever $100,000 you spend bring more patients into your practice? Well, that's a different story altogether.
Yeah, and unless you've got $100,000 to $150,000 in cash lying around that you can just spend, taking out a note and going into debt for this, and then you find the thing doesn't work as well as look, let me tell you something. It's possible. It's just possible. It might not work out as well as the company says it's going to. And then you're paying on this thing forever for $100,000, $150,000piece of equipment that really hasn't worked. It turns into a mess. So
that salesman says this piece of equipment or technology will do this, this, and this, well, that's great. What it will do clinically, how it will help your patients, make them feel better, smile better, get their appointments more efficiently, whatever. That stuff might be true. But when they say, and this will grow your practice like crazy, well,
be
cautious.
You know what I love also when they break it down, it's like a 5-year note or whatever it is, something like 5-year note, 10-year note, whatever it might be. And they say, the payment's only $1,800 a month. So doctor, all you need to do is one case per month and it takes care of this. Well, that's bullshit because it's not as easy as it sounds.
Right.
And that's for every single month for the next 60 months plus.
Use the pain machine 3 times per month and
it's not quite
it'll be paid for.
Please don't succumb to that kind of stuff. Please don't. Call us.
Talk to us first. Yeah,
call us.
Send us an email. We'll be glad to help you with that, even though you probably already know what our opinion is.
Dr. Scott, I hope that helps. We answered you. We went into a lot of detail. Maybe gave you some things you didn't even want to hear about, but we hope that helps you. Should we do the call?
Let's do the call. I just want to talk about real, real quickly, because it's coming up before you know it. That's TBSE in Las Vegas, the best seminar ever for dentists and team members. You've probably heard about it on several podcasts, so I won't go into that much detail, except to say, if you are looking for an incredible continuing education experience and a really fun time and some fantastic practice growth information, you got to come to the best seminar ever. So just go to TBSE.com. Tuition is still low, still seats left, but it will sell out and the prices will go up. So sign up now for TBSE.
And we'll be there, right?
I sure hope so. Barring any unforeseen circumstances.
Before we do the call, real quickly, since we're trying to really help your practice, we've got just a couple things real quickly we'll run by you. Number one is, if you're taking credit card payments in your practice for treatment, there is a way to save a lot of money, maybe even a little to a lot of money every single month very easily by pretty much a push of a button. It's called Fat Merchant. We love them. We believe in them. We use them here at the Meadow Center for Dental Practice.
We save money here.
So, again, if you could save $20 a month or $5,000 a month, I'm not promising either of those, but somewhere in the middle, wouldn't you do it if it were simple? We've got a special site set up for you. It's simply bit.ly/FatMad. And FatMad is FATTMAD. The reason you should go to that site in particular is because when you do, they will give you, since you're a friend of the Maddows and you listen to our podcast or watch our podcast, they're going to give you, it's a free terminal, right?
Yep.
Free equipment
you need.
Ordinarily, you have to pay for this, but they give it to you free. So it's a no-lose situation. It's so simple, and it's a way you can bring in some extra money or save some extra money in your practice every single month. Go to bit.ly/FATTMAD. If you're watching the video on YouTube, it's right there. Make sure we put it right there, guys. And also, since you're watching us, we are the Dental Practice Fixers. If you really want to take that fat practice fixing to the next level, attend one of our master classes. Come out, hang out with me, with Rich, with our coaches at our Meadow Center for Dental Practice Success in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a full day of really great learning. We'll share with you how we can help increase your practice, increase your revenue, increase your happiness. Go to masterclass.maddow.com. And again, if you're watching us, it's right there. Go to that link. We keep these classes very small, and every single one of them has sold out so far.
We've met some fantastic people, and it's great when we hear somebody a few months later saying that masterclass I attended was a true turning point for me.
Changed
my
life.
My practice is doing better. I'm happier. I'm making more money. I have a cohesive team. That's the kind of stuff that really makes us happy after doing this for over 30 years. So we'd love to have you be one of those people contacting us a few months from now saying it was a day that really helped turn things around. See you at the masterclass. Hey, what about the call? Let's do the call.
Let's do it right now.
Okay.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. Kayla speaking. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Kayla. This is Michael calling. I've been looking for a new dentist for a little while, and I don't really know the exact question I should be asking. So I guess I should just ask, how much is a cleaning?
Okay. Now, may I ask, when's the last time you had a cleaning?
It's been about a year or so.
Okay. And when was the last time you were seen at a dentist?
About the same.
About a year ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we could definitely help you out. May I ask how you heard about us?
Just internet search.
Okay. Well, we can definitely help you out here in the office. I will let you know, in order for the doctor to let you know what type of cleaning you would need, doctor would need to do a full exam of your mouth. Also do some x-rays so that you know what type of cleaning you would need, diagnose you properly. But I will let you know that cleanings, they are going to range from a more basic cleaning of about $100 to a more deeper cleaning, which is a couple hundred.
Okay. And that sounds pretty reasonable. That answers my question there. Good.
When were you looking to come in?
I wasn't sure. I was just kind of still trying to figure my life out, basically, and my dental life, I should say.
Trying to figure your life out?
My dental life, you know.
Okay. Well, do you have a good telephone number where I could follow up with you?
Sure, I do. Sure.
Okay.
I'm from out of town, so it's 801.
Okay.
484-4297.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely follow up with you. Definitely want to make sure you're still having your dental treatment done, okay?
That sounds great. And tell me your name one more time. I want to just write that down.
My name is Kayla.
That's what I thought, Kayla.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Kayla. I really appreciate
it. No problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, Kayla.
Kayla, what do you think?
I would say we might have like our first non-failure in a long time.
To be fair, because we want to make sure our listeners and viewers know that we do a call. And if it's Most of them are not good. But if it's good, we don't censor it out. We don't delete it.
We'll give Kayla some credit. She did a lot of things I liked.
Yeah.
No, this is not exactly how we recommend to answer the phone, but I liked how she said, "Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?"
I actually liked it.
Very friendly.
Personal, right off the bat.
I thought that was a good line. Yeah. Yep. Want me to keep going?
Go ahead.
She said something a lot that I liked, which she kept saying, "I can definitely help you out." I thought it was good. Very reassuring. I can definitely help you out.
Yes.
Yep.
One thing that, again, it's probably not exactly how we teach, but she did it okay. She pretty much didn't really – she gave the fee for a clean, but she said – it sounds like they're in an office that you have to have an exam first. Yep. In other words, you can't come in just for a cleaning and exam. You've got to have the exam before they even tell you what kind of cleaning. A lot of people, including us, will probably say that it might not be the best way to do it, because if somebody wants to come in for a cleaning, let them come in for a cleaning, and then, of course, let them become your patient, and you can diagnose them at that point. But – that is a hurdle to some people, not being able to have a cleaning on the first visit.
But you know what? Some people, I think maybe a patient asking for a fee right off the bat like that, maybe with that she felt more comfortable saying, "Well, let's get you an exam first so we can give you the exact fee." Maybe if you had said, "I just want to have a cleaning," she would have appointed you with
that. That's a good point. It's very possible.
I like how also we always recommend two good choices. Like, we'd love to see you as a patient in our practice. We can see you tomorrow at 2 p.m. or Thursday at 11 a.m., which is best for you. She didn't do that, but she did a cool version of it. She said, "When were you looking
when
to come
are you
in?
To come in?"
I like that, because whatever you said, she could have said, "Perfect, I'll see you then."
It's also good because even by saying that, she's better than 98 to 99% of the offices in the country that we call, because usually we don't get to that point. Usually they don't say, "When would you like to come in? Can I schedule you an appointment?" They just say, "Okay, thank you, bye." So, and then she asked for she wanted to make sure she had my name and my phone number. She made it clear that she's going to call me back because she's very concerned about my dental care.
Right.
She
wants to make sure I'm getting whoever it. Actually has that number is going to get a call from Taylor.
Yeah, don't call that number.
Poor, unfortunate person.
Made the number up, so don't call that number. But I think she did a good job.
I totally agree.
I really do.
If we have to grade her, what are you going to give her?
Oh, I'm going to I'm going to have to give her an A.
I'm going to give her an A as well.
Yeah, because there's nothing that she did wrong. I mean, okay, we might not agree on the philosophy of the cleaning on the first visit, but she did a great job, and I'm going to give her the A.
I'm in.
Sure.
Kayla, you get an A. Possibly the first A in the history of the dental practice fixers. Congratulations. Hey, thanks everybody for listening or watching. This was episode 15 or 16.
I think it was 16.
Okay, I never get that right.
It's all right. It's all good, as they say.
Episode sweet 16 of the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast, Season 2. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
Dr. David Maddow. We'll see you next time.